This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A major donors conference to raise money for the Palestinians has gone well beyond expectations, with donors pledging $7.4 billion to help build a future Palestinian state. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has details.
Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad called the pledge of money a vote of confidence in Palestinians. The Paris conference follows last month's peace talks in Annapolis, Maryland, where Israeli and Palestinian leaders vowed to conclude a lasting peace agreement by the end of 2008. International Middle East envoy Tony Blair, who co-hosted the conference with the French government, said the donors' support needed to be repaid with steps to create a lasting peace settlement. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas said the Palestinians didn't lack will or determination, but resources, and promised donors that they would work hard to create a modern country and control of its security. Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni said Israel was committed to meeting its responsibilities under the Middle East roadmap, including the issue of Israeli settlements.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Who comes and goes from the White House is a matter of public record. That's what a federal judge ruled yesterday. The decision is the result of a lawsuit brought by a liberal watchdog group in Washington, D.C. The ruling is a blow to the Bush administration, which has fought the release of records showing visits by prominent religious conservatives. Visitor records are created by the Secret Service, which is subject to the Freedom of Information Act. But the Bush administration has ordered that data turned over to the White House, where they're treated as presidential records outside the scope of public records law. But a U.S. district judge ruled that visitor logs from the White House and Vice President Dick Cheney's residence have to be available as public record. The Bush administration is expected to appeal the ruling. Two big names in late-night TV are going back on the air with no one to write their shtick. NBC executives announced yesterday that Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien will resume their shows on January 2nd, whether or not the writer's strike has been resolved by that point. Jeff Ross is executive producer of Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
It's not the way we'd prefer to come back, but that's what it is, and we have no choice.
The shows want to prevent dozens of staffers from losing their jobs as the Writers Guild strike drags on with no end in sight. It's not clear what the shows will be like, though, when they're back. In a statement, Conan said at times his show may be terrible, but he'll talk about the strike and the writers' cause on the air. David Letterman is also hoping to return, but unlike his competitors, Letterman owns the company that produces his show, so he's seeking to make his own deal with the Writers Guild. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Ture, back to you.
You got to think that crossing the picket line will have a negative impact on Leno and O'Brien for years going forward, right?
You would think. I mean, I think that's part of the reason a lot of these guests are even saying, I'm not sure if I want to go on your show.
And they're both members of the Writers Guild.
Yeah,
themselves.
Sticky wicket.
I was going to say.
Sorry, stole your word.
No, it was. It runs the same wavelength, Rach. Thanks.
Got it.